This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
See what BMAC thinks about Aaron Rodgers coming to Steel City, baby. What do you think about that?
You know what? I actually, when you look at the options, I'm okay with it because right now the options are very, very slim. And the thing about Russell Wilson, I think with this situation with Aaron Rodgers potentially being the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is the unknown is more appealing and more attractive than the known with Russell Wilson. And the last thing we remember with Russell Wilson, he was 0-5 in his last five appearances, including the playoffs. As an individual, he didn't look good. It felt like he kind of fizzled out based on how he started the season. And if you look at Aaron Rodgers, granted, they didn't win a lot of ball games in New York with the Jets, but he didn't play bad. He did not play bad. He played serviceable football. So knowing that he's highly motivated to kind of go out on a better note than what happened a year ago, I think the matchup with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh wouldn't be a bad idea.
So, would he fall into line, though? I say that because Green Bay, he did what he wanted. Obviously, it was a different situation because he won a Super Bowl and, you know, had all the say. He goes to the Jets. Let's be honest. Didn't win anything and still had all the say. Would he fall into line with what Mike Tomlin wants to do? That's my question, B.
Yeah, no question. The thing about this situation, when he went to New York, it's safe to say he had more, you know, value in the NFL than Robert Saleh, right? Robert was still trying to figure things out, wasn't a winner at the coaching position, and he was trying to cement himself in the National Football League in terms of credibility. That's the opposite with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin has won a championship, but granted, he lost playing against Aaron Rodgers, coaching against Aaron Rodgers. But the credibility is there with Mike Tomlin, and there's a mutual respect between Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. They've always had this football love amongst each other in terms of, you know, showing respect to each other. So I think that would make it easier for Aaron Rodgers to kind of fall in line, knowing that he's walking into a situation where he ain't the biggest personality in the building. Remember, a year ago, who was the biggest personality in the building? Aaron Rodgers
for
the Jets. You know what I mean?
Right.
So now you went to an organization that has been trying to find a way to win championships. Pittsburgh, we got six. We got six championships. Pittsburgh, they have a personality that's bigger than Aaron Rodgers and currently more relevant than Aaron Rodgers, and I think that would make things a little easier in terms of the transition.
But, you know, we have talked about it before, Brian. We'll move on around the rest of the NFL. But, you know, Steelers, obviously a heritage team. But they haven't been winning like they should. I mean, I know they go to the playoffs. But I do feel there's some degree, I mean, maybe not admitted from the organization, of pressure on Mike Tomlin to really do something this year.
It's pressure every year. You know, our fans are overly spoiled because of the history, the great tradition. And when you don't reach that level, people will feel some type of way. You know what I mean? When you think about the fans of Pittsburgh, if you were born in the 60s and your parents were Steelers fans, you became Steelers fans. And the same could be said for the adults that had children in the 80s and the 90s. That's why our fan base is one of the more loyal fan bases in professional sports, because going back to the 70s, you've seen championships. you know, throughout your lifetime. So now when you look at how things used to be and compare to the drop-off, because regular season success is one thing, but you want to have postseason success, and they haven't been able to do that. So every year there's pressure, and that's why every year you hear outsiders talking about maybe moving on from Mike Tomlin, because they want more. They want to find a way to be relevant in postseason play, and they haven't. Hopefully, if they get the right quarterback in the building, they can have the postseason success that most fans desire.
I want to ask you about Josh Allen. I think we all agreed that Lamar probably should have won the MVP, but he didn't. And then the Bills pay him $300 million. Now, I'm just saying, B, it's 6 years, 330, averages 55 per. Josh has done everything except win a Super Bowl, and the Bills continue to put pieces around him to help him. Speaking of pressure, how much pressure is on him to finally get it done heading into next season?
Man, there was pressure this year because, to your point, Josh Allen had a career year, but he did not compete for a championship. He won an MVP, something that he never did before, and he just, to your point, got a record-breaking deal. Now what's next? You got to find a way to get to a championship appearance. Now, last year, going into 2024, I'll say this. It was almost like there was pressure, but then there was some pressure that was kind of taken away. You know why? You lost your top two wide receivers. Stephon Diggs was still playing high-level football. Gabe Davis. So now in comes a new carousel of pass catchers, not knowing what to expect. But Josh Allen made it look good. They were relevant. They won ball games, but couldn't get over the hurdle. Now you have the award, you have the contract, and there, to your point, Brandon Bean has added pieces to the puzzle. You got to find a way to get over the hurdle. And I can tell you this much as well, too. If you look at some of the moves they've made, they didn't really do anything, in my opinion, that really opened your eyes on the defensive side. I felt like the issue for Buffalo defensively, they're too small in the interior, and they don't have that bully. Right? When you're chasing Lamar Jackson, when you're chasing Pat Mahomes, those are the guys you got to get through. You got to go find guys that look like what they hunt. Go find you someone who looks like what they hunt in terms of hunting Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes. So I still have my reservations about what they can do this season, but I can tell you this much, guys. Anytime you got Josh Allen, you know you got more than a fighting chance.
Right on. B-Mac with us, guys, two-time Super Bowl winner, Bryant McFadden here on Dukes and Bell. And they got Joey Bosa. And I know Carl and I, a lot of our fans here, a lot of Falcon fans here in Atlanta wanted him. And I didn't know what the market would be. Only a one-year deal. If he can stay healthy, that's a nice piece. You know, you're tracking down Patrick Mahomes. And the Chiefs, they shored up their tackle position. Left tackle was kind of a turnstile last year. They got Jalen Moore. Chiefs made some other moves. But to me, it's what have you done, whether you're Lamar Jackson or Josh and company, to beat the Chiefs?
Yeah, and now that's the thing. Joey Bosa, can he stay healthy? Can he stay healthy? Mm. It felt like the last time we saw a healthy season from Joey Bosa, we was walking around with masks on because COVID was here. And that was about 5 years ago. So do you trust that all of a sudden he can stay healthy for an entire season for him to live up to the talent and the potential? I don't know. I haven't seen that. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. When you look at, if you're Buffalo, if you're Baltimore, if you're Cincinnati, if you're the Chargers, if you're any playoff-caliber team in the AFC, any move you make, it has to be to beat Kansas City, because that's the rabbit you're chasing in this race right now. And, yes, Buffalo made a few moves, but I still feel like you got to do more because the window is open. How many more years does Josh Allen has of playing high-level MVP football? So take advantage of it, and until we see otherwise – every year we do the same thing. We talk about predictions. We talk about what we expect to see. Every year in the AFC, who we're picking? Mm-hmm. Kansas City. And right. To your point, Kansas City has lost a lot, but guess who I'm going to pick again? Kansas City.
Right.
No doubt. B-Mac, let me ask you about New England. Now, we don't know about the quarterback, but they went out and they had the most money, and they spent accordingly. And Mike Vrabel said, we're going to get the defense right. So they go get Milton Williams, right? I think he's the third highest paid interior defensive lineman now at about 26 or 27 a year. They signed Carlton Davis at corner. They already have Christian Gonzalez, who's a second team All-Pro guy. He's building this the way Belichick built it, isn't he?
No question. You got to realize, right, they were dead last in the NFL in sacks. They only had 28 sacks. Guys, it's 17 weeks in the regular season. And they only had 28 sacks. right? And then in terms of the pressure rate, they were at the bottom of the barrel in putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So, yes, they had to show up the pass rush. Milton Williams. And don't forget about Harold Landry, who Mike Vrabel coached in Tennessee, along with Robert Spillane, who is a three-down linebacker who they signed, you know, who was with the Raiders. So I love everything they've done in terms of shoring up the defense, getting guys who can win one-on-one matchups in the trenches, getting guys who can cover in the back end, because that duo of cornerbacks, you talked about Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis, they can be one of the best duos in the National Football League. And they still have money to play with. Now, if I'm Vrabel, I address all of my attention to the offensive side, right? You still got a lot of money to play with. They brought in Mac Hollins. We know Mac is a guy who doesn't like wearing shoes.
Yep.
But in terms of being a difference maker, that's not who he is. You know what I mean? He's a reliable number three option, number four option. Go get you a guy who can help develop your young quarterback. You remember how Josh Allen progressed when they brought in Stephon Diggs, how it really helped him in the maturation process? That's what you need to do if you're New England. Go get you a guy that can help Drake May be the best Drake May that he can be. Go get you a proven number one. So package up something, but you got to find a way to go get a proven number one. And I'm not saying do it through the draft. Go get someone who's already cemented themselves in the National Football League.
We're going to talk more about this in our fourth and one at the top of the hour. I just want to get your take on it, Brian, before we cut you loose. Brian McFadden with us. What do you make of cowboy-on-cowboy violence, where you got Jamarcus Lawrence, and he's chirping back at Micah Parsons? Micah Parsons loves to chirp, basically, as he leaves to go to Seattle. Neither one of these guys has won anything. What are they talking about?
Well, they're just showing us what most of us already thought about the Cowboys as a team. They're not together. They're not together. They didn't really like each other. They tolerated each other because they wore the same uniform, but they didn't really like each other. And the reason why I say that, listeners, call Mike, is because, hypothetically speaking, if Mike left and went to another station, I highly doubt Mike would say on air, well, you know what? Man, I'm happy to leave, man, because Carl wasn't doing what he was supposed to do anyway. You know, too many guys are being selfish. I highly doubt that would happen. You know why? Because y'all rock with each other. Y'all have a love for each other, a mutual respect.
Yeah.
You know, y'all rock with each other. That tells me they never was really close. They wasn't rocking with each other. That's why they never won, because there was a disconnect in terms of the relationship. They were tolerating each other, and that's the entire Cowboys organization. Think about this. Over a year ago, remember we saw CeeDee Lamb, family members, talking about the quarterback, Dak Prescott.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Scott, on who watch? If I had a family member wanting to say something about one of my teammates, no, but you bet not. You bet not. I bet you won't do it. Because now I rock with them. I don't want to have anything that can create any friction or turmoil. But as soon as D-Law walked away, he didn't have to think about this, guys. He didn't have to give that reporter any of that information. That was voluntary because he wanted to. Because he said, I'm not with y'all anymore, so now I can really tell y'all how I feel about y'all. So they have no leadership. They're not together. And until we see otherwise, they will continue to be one of the best soap operas in the National Football League.
Yeah, B, real quick, you know, when he said, and we're talking about DeMarcus Lawrence, when he said in response to Parsons, maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I would not have left. B, that's something you tell him in his face. That's something you tell a teammate in the locker room. Say, dog, like, I get you got all this other stuff going on, but I need you to focus. Instead, he used it at a time where, like you said, he's gone. And now you're like, yeah, if you spent less time tweeting, I just thought that was weak sauce, man. I really did.
That no question that was weak. And that also tells all of us, bro, he's been feeling this way for quite some time.
Right.
He's been feeling this way for quite some time. But now I'm not a cowboy. I can really – come on, bro. If you had an issue with him tweeting and doing his podcast years ago, pull him to the side. Because at the end of the day, who's the elder of the two? D-Law.
Yep.
He was with the organization for quite some time. So he has the stripes to be able to say, young fella, let me pull you to the side real quick. I ain't telling you what to do, but think about X, Y, and Z. Think about how that can keep us together. But now you kept quiet under your breath, and now you want to go ahead and put it out there mainstream for all of us to talk about. And I understand we always jump on Jerry Jones a lot about what ain't going right with the Cowboys. But this is a locker room situation. This is a locker room. They have no leadership. Right. The wide receiver, when he ain't catching passes, he got an issue with the quarterback. When Micah ain't doing one thing, somebody on the defensive side got an issue with Micah. They're not together. They have to find a way to gel, to actually like each other. And don't have a relationship where you're tolerating somebody. No, create a relationship where I actually really rock with somebody. Because therefore, that's when you establish trust in between the lines for four quarters. And I can tell you this much, guys, they can do whatever they want to do. They ain't going to win again because they don't like each other.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.